Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so woke up for work today at the butt crack of dawn and pulled out of the driveway, pitch black out, and as I'm backing out, you know, checking behind me left and right, and I look over to the right, and I'm like, what the frick is that in the front yard? I was like, what is that? It's like, is that a trash can? So I put it in park, got out of my car, walked over to my front lawn. There's a giant kayak on my front lawn.
What?
A bright blue giant kayak laying right on my lawn.
Do you
have a
kayak?
What is this? I don't have a kayak.
Okay, so it's not your kayak.
I thought, was it a windstorm last night that
I
slept through?
It was really windy, but did it bring a kayak to
Why is there a kayak on my front lawn?
Okay.
So I didn't know what to do. I was like, well, I guess I'm leaving this. I got to get to work. I'm not going to wake up the neighborhood by trying to drag this thing around to the side of the house or something. But remember a couple weeks ago, I told you how incredibly proud I am of my son and a handful of his buddies because they are true boys, like straight out of the 80s and 90s, where they go out on adventures.
Uh-huh.
And they gather things and they have fun and they do activities outside. They're not sitting inside playing Fortnite and hanging on the screens
all
day.
They had a mattress on some skateboards.
That's
not
the
too
one.
Long ago.
They went around and this guy had a bunch of inflatable air mattresses that he had out on the curb for free. So they blew them all up, these giant queen size mattresses. And they were strapped. Wrapping them to skateboards and stuff with bungee cords and zipping down the streets laying on these mattresses. And I was like, hell yeah, this is what boys are supposed to do.
Yeah.
Fast forward about another week later, they were out finding more free things on the side of the street. They found an old, like, refrigerator, which they then proceeded to lay on its side and build another car out of that. So they were all sitting in this refrigerator zipping up and down the street. They found old microwaves in a dumpster, so of course they go and put a bunch of different things in the microwaves to see, you know, how hot they can get things, if things explode.
Oh, yeah, being boys.
Typical
boys.
Fun
fact, Coke cans are awesome when you put them in the microwave for like 10 minutes.
Oh.
Kids, don't do this.
That gets you too hot.
They get really hot. They were going and pulling them out. Of course, they had like all this protective gear on, okay?
Yeah.
They had like a catcher's mask and goggles and, you know. So they would grab these cans and they throw them up in the air and they drop and boom, they blow up. Pretty neat stuff if you want to try it later this afternoon.
After 10
but don't do it, kids.
Parents
don't do that.
Kids.
Listen, it led to a conversation with me and my son saying, be careful.
Good. Like, I'm glad
you need
had the combo.
You need your grandpa to call you who has seen it all in the fire industry? I'm like, just stay back from all that. Don't blow a hand off or anything, please. Be careful. So everybody who's angrily texting right now, you shouldn't let him do that. Listen, I've had the talk with him. But they're being
totally
boys.
He's totally going to listen to you. Absolutely.
They're
he's
being boys.
To every word you said.
They're having fun. He's actually been listening, so
yeah.
I've been happy. So, last night, another dumpster situation. They were out searching the neighborhood. Somebody had a dumpster out in front of their house. And sure enough, there's a giant blue kayak sticking out of the dumpster. So they pulled it out and they attached it to the back of one of the kids' e-bikes, hopped in it, and they were dragging each other around the neighborhood. They also went over to this big hill. There's a big hill in our neighborhood that it's like a sledding hill in the winter. And they were taking turns. They were taking turns sitting in the kayak and sliding down the hill. Nicole sent me some videos this morning. The best part, from what I understand, is there was like five of them all hanging out. So all five of them climbed on top of this kayak, and they were waiting for some guy to come running by because it's like on a jogging path, too. A guy came by jogging. They were like, hey, can you push us all down this hill? So this dude on the jogging path went over, let all five of them pile onto it, and he shoved them all down the hill.
That's a good guy.
I was like, that is a good guy.
That's a good guy.
So somehow, at the end of the night, when it was all said and done, they decided to bring the kayak back over to my house and dump it in our front yard. So now I've got this thing that I don't know what to do with. How long is it going to stay here? I guess I'll have to deal with that when I get home later this afternoon, because I'm going to make him, like, pull it to that weird kid's house who's blowing things up.
Yeah, it's going
to
kill your grass.
But isn't that funny? Like, to wake up and have a kayak in your front yard. And you're right, Kitty. Like, I love this.
No, absolutely. And I love that you are the awesome parent. You're the house that all the kids talked about. Like, where do we bring this kayak? What do we do with it? They came up with your house.
I guess.
Together. Like, that means you are the awesome parents.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, that's what I'm coming to terms with here.
I wouldn't go that far.
What do you mean?
I think the kid's house where they're blowing stuff up in the microwave, that's probably the cool parent's house.
Well, why are they bringing
They know
to yours,
better
then?
Than to bring that and put it on my nice lawn.
Sir, there was a kayak in your front lawn this morning. So
I think they panicked
the awesome
or something and they had to dump it. Yeah.
Because
I think my son would know better. Like, my dad's not going to want this in the house.
No?
Yeah.
Sir, there was a kayak
if
on your lawn this morning.
And it's still there. I'm getting my saws all out. And I'm cutting this thing in half.
And you're not the awesome parent
And then
anymore.
Half again. And then half again. And I'm going to try to fit it into my trash cans. But bottom line.
I take it back.
Again, I can't be mad at this. Because I love that all these boys
I do too.
Head out every night. They try to find junk on the side of the road. They go through dumpsters. And they're having a hell of a time.
Yeah.
And they're having fun.
Yeah.
This is like something you'd see in a coming-of-age like movie from Disney, you know?
Yes.
The kids are out having fun.
Absolutely.
So I'm very excited about that. But, man, the kayak, that got me this morning. I was like, I haven't got time for this. I really don't. All right, we got a little moral dilemma for you guys that we like to read on the air each and every week. Comes from our listeners. We love that because we get all up in your business.
Mm-hmm.
But then we let you guys call in and sound off, give your thoughts and opinions. So be ready for that. This is from Jamie in Lakewood. Hi, Jamie. Jamie says, holy crap, ... I heard about Katie's epic car find situation, and I'm going through the same thing. Yeah, we talked about Katie's car a couple days ago. She's got a sweet car from the 1900s with some
Cookie.
Low miles. So she, did you name it Cookie?
I named it Cookie. Yeah, sorry.
Threw me
yeah.
off there for
kinda
a second.
Random,
like, why'd
sorry.
You just throw Cookie out
like,
there?
I thought you were, like, hungry for
Katie's
a second.
Katie's hungry again.
I'm like, Katie,
Jeez.
We're doing a show here. No. Go get your Chips Ahoy on your own time.
Her name's Cookie.
Cookie.
Okay.
Yes.
What the hell was that? Now Josh is joining us.
Sorry.
What the hell? Okay, so Jamie says, long story short, a friend did me a solid, sold me a car they were getting rid of, gave me a great deal too, about $1,000 under Kelly Blue Book. So I took it to my mechanic for a once-over, expecting the usual, yep, this is a car, it runs. Instead, he basically dropped a bomb on me. He said, this car is a find.
Oh.
Apparently, collectors of this particular model will pay 10 times what I paid for it.
Yes.
10 times. Naturally, I did what any responsible adult would do. I immediately Googled the heck out of it, and my mechanic was right. I could literally sell this thing for an incredibly nice profit. Now, here's the thing. I still need a car. But I could buy a perfectly decent used one and have a whole lot of money left over with this one. Sounds like I just won the car lottery, right?
Yeah.
She said, there's one problem. My friend clearly had no idea what they had. I love this line. She goes, now I'm stuck in neutral. And she goes, zing.
Oh.
If I sell the car, do I come clean? Do I give my friend a cut of the profit? Do I keep my mouth shut? Because technically we agreed on a price and the car is now mine. I'm not looking for the legal answer here. I'm looking for the moral answer.
Okay.
Every time I think about cashing in, my stomach starts doing donuts. So, guys, what's the right thing to do? Use this for your show knows segment. It's driving me crazy, she said.
Oh, gosh.
Love you guys. Love Katie's laugh. It's contagious. And that's from Jamie in Lakewood. So, listen, if you want to sound off about Jamie's situation. Phone lines are open. Calls, comments, texts, whatever. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Phone lines are already ringing. Katie,
yeah.
I don't even know if I want you to sound off about this because you truly are kind of in the same situation.
Absolutely. I mean, I literally just went through this. Jamie's right. I mean, it definitely tugs at your moral heartstrings, if you will, because... you could make some money, but you might feel bad about it.
She didn't give us numbers. I got to know what she paid, but if this thing is 10 times, I mean, what, she paid $2,000 and she could sell it for $20,000, let's say?
That's a big profit.
That's a lot of
profit.
Cheddar, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, we could probably be right in that ballpark, you know, of what she paid versus what it's worth. So it's probably a sweet little ride that her friend had no idea. But I know a lot of people out there that are not car people. They don't know what they have.
Exactly.
And they're just looking to unload, right?
And something that I found out is the Kelley Blue Book price doesn't reflect what, you know, collectors will pay. Or
correct.
If there's like a niche buy for this kind of thing.
Correct.
It's not going to say that. It's only going to say what the Kelley Blue Book says it's worth. So yeah, it can be very confusing when it comes to selling and buying a vehicle.
Well, she's stuck in neutral, you guys. I hate that because that's a solid line that
it
I would have used.
It
Jamie
really
came
is.
Up with it. What should Jamie do? She got this car from a friend, got a great deal, found out that it's worth like 10 times what she paid for it. Should she sell it, take the cash? Should she give some cash back to the original owner? Should she shut up about it? Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
What would you do in this situation?
Keep it. Wouldn't lose an ounce of sleep over it.
No.
Something just happened to me in a very similar way. I bought a trailer. I didn't even know there were collectible trailers.
Yeah.
I paid about $4,000 for it, and I found out about 3 weeks later from some feedback from other people who saw me driving it that they go for about $55,000 to $60,000. There's only a handful of them in the country.
So did you sell it?
And I'm thinking about it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, the moral dilemma for me comes in if you knew that information beforehand.
Correct.
And kept it to you. That's where I would feel uncomfortable about it. But things in society and value are so fickle. Well, what happened if this was a straight deal and then the world decided it was an awesome collectible thing a year later? Do you then owe her then? Well, what about 5 years?
Right. Yeah, you know, that would be totally different. I wouldn't feel guilty about that. I guess, like Katie was saying off the air, the moral dilemma for us would be finding that out like right away. And then you feel bad for your friend that your friend is missing out on that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know,
like that's the piece here. Because did you buy the trailer from your friend?
I did.
You did.
Oh.
You did, you said?
But you know what?
Oh, yeah.
You know what, Patrick?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Is it's different when it's dudes as well,
it
I think.
Is.
Like,
it's
if
so
that
different.
Happened to me and a buddy, I'd be like, too bad, dude. You screwed up.
Yeah.
I would hold that over his head for the rest of his life. Like, fuck.
Yeah. And it's how far down that rabbit hole do you go? Do you do that with every single thing? You have to, you know, if you got a great value out of something and you constantly owe people because it's worth a little more than they thought it was worth.
I know.
And guys are like, do your own homework, you jackass, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Patrick, I got to let you go, buddy, but thank you so much. I got to get to these other calls. But he says don't feel bad about it.
Such
just
a good point.
Live your life. Here's Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hey, how we doing, everybody?
Hey, we're good, buddy. What do you think Jamie should do about this vehicle? Should she sell it?
You know, I fully agree with Patrick on everything he said. There's that slight moral dilemma, but I think it's that classic, I mean, consumerism. If you're looking at two products and one is way cheaper, why would you not go for that? I'm personally on Facebook Marketplace all the time, and I'm looking for great deals. And whether it's a friend or Facebook Marketplace, if you're going to give me a steal and not do your own homework, I don't know why it would be your responsibility to tell them, hey, you should be charging me 10 times more than this.
That's kind of where I'm at, is like, that's on you. Like, you put a dollar amount on it and said, this is what is acceptable to me. You give it to that person and they're fine with it. That's on them, then, if it's worth more.
Well, and I loved Patrick's...
And I also think the friend should have no issues if they find out after the cause.
Yeah.
They find out that they lost out on 10% or 10 times the profit.
Yeah.
I hope so, for
They'll
sure.
They'll be looking at themselves thinking that they're the idiot and they're the ones that lost.
Right.
Not coming back and asking for the money.
Right, right. Jack, I appreciate your call, my friend. Some good dude advice there again, right?
It's
just
so
logical, just cut and dry.
Exactly. It makes so much sense.
Here's Desiree. Hi, Desiree.
How you doing?
Hey, go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, so what are your thoughts on this?
She could, well, if she really likes the car, she should keep it. But if she needs the money, take the money. Because mostly every day is buy cars cheap, fix them up, and resell them. I got this Volkswagen bus. You've probably seen it in your text. And I paid only $3,000, and it's worth 9,500 right now.
Oh. Look at this guy. Look at this guy flipping, making deals.
Making a deal.
So you're all about the money. So you're like, whatever.
Well, of course. Yeah. And then a friend of mine, he was selling his Camaro to me. And I'm like, you know how much this is worth, right? And he says, well, it's about 6,500. I said, well, I only got 1,200. There's the deal right there. Picked it up for $1,200.
Cash
you know?
Talks.
And
they say,
turn around and flip it for $7,500 if I really want it.
You're a sneaky guy.
You know what you're doing.
This guy's rolling it. Appreciate your call. Three dudes back to back to back today.
Keep that money.
Sell it if you want. It's not your problem. Jamie, make that cash.
Yeah.
Katie, you too. Sell your car.
I don't know. I like my car. I love Cookie.
Little Cookie.